Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, High FM. Ugh, the time is now 9 and 11 minutes, and we've got a beautiful morning today. They say the weekend's going to be really cold, but at least we've got a beautiful morning. We've got a readout today. Yeah, good.
We've got quite a few readouts today.
Quite a few readouts.
So listen in.
Yeah, so listening, yeah.
Listening.
Yeah, listen, guys. So anyway, who do we have here today? We've got myself. My name is Roy Peretz. We've got here as well Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
Doing well. The traffic was much better this morning. The sun was up.
Sun is shining.
The birds weren't cuffing.
We're not.
No, not yet. Yeah. In winter they cough.
Sure, you know what?
What?
We didn't have long time. We didn't have... we didn't have load shedding.
Don't talk too soon.
it's quite a while.
Pandora box.
I've moved into a new area, we didn't have in Paulsworth, in the nature reserve.
And
we didn't have load shedding for quite a while. And
really?
I thought, gee, this is fantastic. They've forgotten us.
Is it?
And suddenly, within 3 days, we had load shedding every day. So don't talk too soon.
Very, very, Moshe, we've got with us as well. Moshe Staroga, how are you, Moshe?
Very well, very good.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm nice. You know,
he's always happy.
It's a good day.
As Peter said, it's a beautiful weather. I haven't got the traffic. I said, that's about me. It's okay.
We're all happy. Let's close and go home. This is media. We must not make, our people mustn't be happy. I mean, in media, if you're happy, there's nothing to tell.
Well, that's, they say if it bleeds, it leads. I mean, if you read the news today, if you look at the coronavirus, the budget, the American election campaign, everything is so negative. I mean, we need a bit of positivity in our lives.
That's
we've got to look at the good things for a change. You know, we tried many years ago to put out, when I was working at the Star, we were going to put out a newspaper.
The Good News.
The Good News,
yes,
right?
I remember that one, yeah.
And it ran for a couple of months, and then they couldn't find enough good news. And people didn't want to read good news.
I'll tell you why. If you put the headline, 10 million people went up in the morning and went to work. Nobody will buy the newspaper.
No, but what you know, it's a good news. So let me tell you, there is a way you can tell bad news in a good way.
Yeah.
So let's say, I'll take for example the Israeli
elections.
Yes. So what is good news? When your opposition, what is good news? When your opposition is find him guilty of corruption.
Yeah.
That's a good news for you and bad news for him, and it works.
Yeah,
what do you think?
It's one way of looking at it. I mean, there's always two perspectives to everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening this morning to the radio, and Joe Biden was putting out a story.
Yeah.
The story that he was arrested in South Africa in the 70s.
Yeah.
He came out here with a delegation of American politicians. And what happened was he said he was arrested in Soweto. It proved that it was a lie. He was not arrested at Soweto.
Well, Democrats lie, please.
He did cause problems when he arrived because... he was there with a lot of African-American delegates, they had to go in one queue because it was the height of apartheid. And he had to go in the white queue, and he got upset, and he started complaining. So there was a bit of a problem there. So maybe he was thinking, this is a good story to tell right now.
Yeah.
So it didn't rub with the American people.
Because Joe Biden goes for the, for the black vote,
In the meantime, Trump is winning them much better. I think Trump is doing so...
I don't think
so
he has worries, actually, from that point of view. I mean, it was a lot of clowns. They had them on CNN. They had about seven of them.
Oh, CNN. CNN is the...
I watch CNN. I like to see that perspective because I really go into...
You know what you have to watch? Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
Fox,
if you like to
but
see,
you haven't got.
Yeah, but you can go on the internet. You can watch Fox.
Where?
I'm sure you can, though, can't you?
Fox
no,
News.
I don't think
I don't
so.
Know.
I get it from... because I follow a lot of the
presenters.
Yeah, but
Fox is, it's pro-Trump, It's very,
It's Republican. It's a Republican. It's a Republican.
CNN is it is.
Yeah. You know what the joke is? They call the Democratic Party a Democratic Party. That's
democracy,
a joke.
Yeah.
Because what's democracy? Democracy
people,
is
people.
The, whatever the people want. I mean, democracy is the Greek word demokratia, meaning...
Yeah.
Ruling of the people.
Yeah.
And ruling of the people. And, if the people choose, like a Republican, candidate, then it's not democracy. Then they go to the streets and demonstrate or whatever. But if they choose the other one, it's democracy. It's meaning democracy only works for them. If it works for the other side, it's not democracy. This is, fascism. They call it fascism.
So, and corruption, know, yeah.
Corruption and fascism and whatever. But yeah. That's crazy,
how,
yeah.
That's how the world works. I mean,
no, got, it shouldn't.
Unfortunately, you have the good and the bad in everything. You have the evil. You
I'm
have
still looking at the good in marriage. And you cannot just bad. There's a lot of bad, but I'm still looking
that's
for
that. It's another spiky area you like to get into.
No, 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 no. You're talking about, when you say everything except marriage, you must say except marriage because I'm there for 35 years. You know, this, I'm in 2 months time. I'm, no.
But,
you know, Simon. Yeah.
How long have you been married? And you don't have any gray hairs, Roy.
What do you mean? Do I paint them? I paint them in the
you
morning.
What?
Paint them with a paintbrush every morning. What are you talking about? I don't have gray. I've got plenty.
You color them.
I'm joking. I don't color them. I dye them. No, I don't. But I don't. I don't. I've got plenty white hair. Plenty.
White hairs.
Plenty. Plenty. You should look at my chest.
I don't want to see your chest.
Here you go, right? It's open. You can check. Here you go.
No, I just.
But anyway, yeah, it's not that. It's not that. The fact is my wife doesn't have any white hair. That's what disturbs me. She's my age. Ah, how's that?
That's terrible.
Terrible, eh?
Yeah.
Terrible. Listen to me. Women are there to make us miserable. Please understand that.
They're always on your back.
The girls are there to have fun.
Girls.
But girls.
But girls have a lot still to learn.
Yeah, no. Okay, we can teach, but
be careful what you say.
I'm so careful. All my life was careful. It's enough now. So what will happen? Worst comes to worst, I get a note in my on my. You know, sometimes
in your lunchbox. You get a note in your lunchbox.
I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving you.
That will happen, you think?
No.
Okay.
Not with you.
No. You
I met your wife. There's no. Yeah. I mean, I watched you the other day walking through Monte Cassino hand in hand. It looked great.
It looks great, eh?
Yeah, it looked lovely.
It's only for the people because everybody knows me. All right, guys. What a lovely morning. What a lovely morning. You know what? I want to start this morning with a lovely song. What do you like to hear? You know what? I want to put some, you know, for a while we didn't put an Israeli song. Let me see what we've got here. Something special. Where is it? No, he didn't put for me. Why didn't put
it's
for me?
It's in the desert. You got to bring it in.
No, he said he's going to put for me. He forgot. I can see he forgot. So, let me see here. Oh, okay. I'll put something very special. That's, do you remember when we said, you remember the definition of Hotel California? You remember what it said about it?
The Eagles.
Yeah, but you remember what they say about what is Hotel California? It's a place you can get in, but you can never get out.
Really?
So they were talking about the heroin, you know? So I'm just going to say. So I'm talking
about one-way traffic. Yeah,
one-way traffic, Sam. I'm looking at the same thing about marriage, you know? I think it's one-way traffic. Enjoy, guys. Hotel California, Eagles. I used to make kids.
You like listening to yourself.
I like listening to myself.
You make yourself laugh. That's good.
Yes.
That's positive.
It's an old joke. I mean, I was there 33 and a half years. I'm already a year and a half later. I mean, this is a long time ago. But all right. So,
you're off this weekend.
Yes,
Roy.
I'm
heading for Israel.
I'm going to Israel. Believe it or not, I'm going to vote.
You're going to vote?
Yes, I'm
going
to vote.
Oh, that's very patriotic.
Yes, it is, because I believe that although it's, two people,
make a difference.
Because every vote counts.
First of all, every vote counts. Israel is a small country, and I think if you complain about what's happening in the world and you do nothing to change it and you say, what's my vote?
It's not going to help.
It's not going to help. Yeah. So I do believe in, you know, in Zulu, you got one thing that I like.
Yes.
All the rest I don't.
Yes.
But one thing I've got, they've got something they call, they say, Vukuzenzile.
Yes.
They say, get up and do something. So been always my policy is to get up and do something. And you really, if you complain about community, if you complain about stuff, get up and do something. Don't just sit and complain. Sit and complain is a woman's thing. Are we men? We get up and do something.
Had you thought about this a long time? Or it was not a snap decision?
It wasn't even a thought. I knew when the election comes, I'll go.
That you're going to go?
Yeah, 100%.
You also have family there.
I also have family. My family is in Israel, and they're dear to me, and the future of Israel should be dear to every South African and to every Jewish, whoever it is, all over the world, because we've been in the Gola. How do you call it?
Diaspora. Diaspora for 2,000 years.
For 2,000 years, we've been around. There's in America and all over the world. There's Jews, and if they think that because they live in a nice, comfortable country, they don't need Israel, they're they're unfortunately very mistaken. The state of Israel gives us power to all the Jews, and they give us the you know what we say. We look at Israel and say the success that Israel is today, the eighth strongest nation, with only a population of just under 9 million.
And it's smaller than the Kruger National.
Yeah, smaller in size than Kruger National Park, but it's the eighth most powerful nation in the world. Would you believe that? 71 years ago.
Sometimes, as I say, size doesn't count.
Only in that matter. Only in that matter. But we're not going to carry on.
Roy, but you have a perspective of Israeli politics. I mean, you watch it, you know about it, you read about it, and you have a
I do live it.
What is your perspective on the upcoming?
I was born and bred Beitar.
Yes, Beitar, yeah.
Beitar. So Beitar is very, very right-winged. I mean, I believe in the whole of Israel. I believe in both sides of the Jordan River. They say this side is ours, this side is too. This is, you know, I believe in Tel Chai. We believe in, that this country is for us. And just to understand where I'm coming from, there was a story about Jewish family in Germany before Germany became Nazi Germany. There was a Jewish family. There was a family called Janssen, but the predecessors was Jacobson. Yeah. So they changed the name to Janssen, which many Jews do that, you know, just to be. There's one thing about Jews. Jews do not like to show themselves as being Jews. They like to be with the community. They never disturb anybody. You know, they do their own business.
So they integrated. So they changed their name. Yes.
They integrated. They changed their name to be like their neighbors. They didn't even keep kosher. They were
because
like proper. They were
the
going.
Reason being because they were always isolated. They're always like looking into the room from outside.
Okay.
So they always wanted to be in, so that they changed their names. And
yes, they want to be part of, I mean, we know other nations. I mean, i.e., if you're looking at Muslim community, when they come in, they want to take over. They want to show where they are. So they're wearing their traditional clothes. They're in your face. They're in your face. They speak in Arabic. They'll say, Salamu alaikum when they come, which is not bad. I mean, you speak in own language, but when you're in an English country, I mean, you won't see us speaking Hebrew in public because it doesn't work like that, you know? I mean, if we don't speak Hebrew, we do not speak Hebrew, but we won't like pull Hebrew words into our conversation. Peter, you're Jewish, Moshe is Jewish, but Moshe speaks Hebrew, so it's simple with him, but with you, I don't speak Hebrew.
I don't speak Hebrew.
Yeah, but I don't use for you like words of like hello and stuff. No. I don't say in Hebrew. No. All right. So the idea is that with Jewish people always try to maintain their own, you know, the maintain the
identity.
They try to maintain identity, but they never really oppose on you anything. But this family, the Janssen family, was Jewish. I mean, generations, they changed their name. They were not really Jews anymore. They were not Jews. They're not keeping kosher. They never went to shul. They were Jewish,
don't celebrate the holidays.
You just forget. But when the right time came, and the knock on the door, Rav, Yuda, out.
Jordan.
Yuda, come outside. It doesn't matter who you are. And that's what the left don't understand. They don't see us as you help us, so you're not going to be. You are Jewish. People don't like us. And if we're not going to get together, we nothing, you know, we are really, really nothing. So for me, to go to Israel and vote, to cast my vote and be part patriotic Israeli, no matter what I vote, obviously I vote to Bibi because for me he's one of the greatest leaders of our time. Never mind.
All the accusations leveled at
him. Of what? Did he take money? I mean, that's the joke. There were 20 cases around Bibi in the last, I don't know how many years, 10 years, let's say. There was 20 accusations. 20 different investigations totaling at over, I don't know how many millions of shekels. That would have 500 million shekels or something. Crazy, crazy amounts. Boiled down to
charges.
Three charges, only three. Now let me tell you what the three is. The number one is, when the magazine writes on you favorable review.
Yeah.
That's the number one charge. The number two charge was, what was number two
accepting
charge?
Accepting presents.
Oh, accepting presents, but He did accept presents, and he says and admitted it.
Gifts.
Cigars and champagne, he did accept, but he got it from a friend that was many, many years his friend.
Yeah.
And before he did that, before he got it, very clever, he went to his advocate, to his lawyer, and got a legal opinion in writing that he can get. And you know what the power of legal opinion?
Yeah.
Legal opinion is like, it's like a judgment. Mm. I mean, if your attorney tells you that you can do that and you got legal opinion, you can hide behind it 100%. Very clever person. Extremely clever person. The third thing was, what was the third thing?
About the submarine, no?
No, submarine was out. I mean, that was just a bull twang, you know, that was a...
But you know what, Roy?
Yeah.
As Peter said about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Good news don't sell, so they must look at him in negativity.
So now
they don't say that because of
but
Netanyahu.
They poison the minds of the people. Because if you look at Israel today, there isn't such a success. You know, in the last quarter, Israel did almost I think 4.8% growth in the last quarter. If you take in the whole OECD countries, which Israel belongs to proudly to the OECD, which is the countries, the most richest countries in the world together that, that create the OECD, Israel has, the highest growth.
Let me tell you the least
unemployment. It's got around 2% unemployment. It's ridiculous, yeah?
Not all. Netanyahu bought Israel. First of all, Israel is on the map. And secondly, every country in the world wants to do business with Israel.
You know why? Because he made it not just a powerful army in Israel.
The brain.
Not just the brain. He's got money. Israel is now financial power.
No. Not only this, but you see, that now if it's so bad, so why so good? Why do you always give the negativity? Fine. You know, where there's a hill, there's a deep.
100%.
That's how it is. You know, there's 100%. Nobody. So, fine. So, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
But look what he did to compare to what you want to be in a charge.
So, they can't chuck him out.
That's right.
And they've got a problem there with the deep state of that used to run the country. The problem started after Menachem Begin took office. Menachem Begin was a great person, great revolutionist. But, in my opinion, he wasn't a great prime minister.
He was not a politician.
He was not.
He was, as you said, you know, he was a Jabotinsky person.
Yeah, yeah.
He came and he fought and he really turned around the Israeli politics.
Yes, it is all great, whatever he's done. But thank God that he left, everything was cool. Benjamin Netanyahu took the country and made gold out of it.
Yeah.
The way he's done it the right way. He made it a financial powerhouse. He made a financial powerhouse that makes all the Israelis got great jobs. He opened all the markets, including he called it the open skies, so everybody can fly. It's so cheap to fly from Israel. I mean, you can get flights for nothing. And open skies policy. He reduces taxes dramatically. I mean, people in Israel are really, really supposed to be happy. But instead of that, take the media and they poison their minds properly. They poison their mind about this person. They say, no, his wife is crazy. His children are crazy. Look at the country. What are you looking at his wife and children? If we have to look at Zuma's wife and children, we would die.
Would you apply that same thinking to Donald Trump?
You know what? The proof is in the pudding. I look at it like this. The proof is in the pudding. Donald Trump, whatever he promised, he did, and
he's
trying to do.
He's delivering.
Yeah. I look at myself and I said, you know what, I'm Jewish. Donald Trump is the only one that did good to us. How can I don't like him? What? Because he allegedly called someone, some lady, one lady's butt. Yeah.
Not only this, Donald Trump. Maybe he's not a good politician, a diplomat, but he's a businessman.
100%.
He's running the country like a business.
100%. That's how you should run a country.
That's why the unemployment is low. You know, until 5 years ago, the only thing that America produced is children.
Yeah.
Everything was outside.
100%.
Now he brings everything inside. Now suddenly everything, and America is successful.
America is very successful right now.
So how can you go and replace him for what?
Bernie Sanders. Have you seen what he said?
No.
So how can Jews go and vote for Democratic Party having Bernie Sanders there? You tell me, please, let me understand how. This guy's going to want to bring basically, he wants to bring back communism into the country.
But if you look at his body language, Bernie Sanders, he looks all over the place. I mean, he looks scruffy at times. His hair's all over the place, his arm movements. I don't know if one can believe in what he's having to say. You know, you talk about honest politicians. Is he trying to get an honest message across? I mean, we're watching Michael Bloomberg, and you're watching a Porter and all the other guys. Where are we moving?
I don't know. I believe that people must use the heart, but they have to use their brains too. You must look at your position. If you are happy, maybe is thanks to government. If you're unhappy, maybe is not just because of government. Maybe it's because of you. Maybe you made quite a few mistakes. That's why you're unhappy. Yes? All right. So let me give you an example. I've got friends in Israel. I've got a lot of friends. And they all anti-BB.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all anti-BB because I just really believe that... you must see them. They go five times a year overseas. They're enjoying every good thing that BB created. All of them are employed. There's no unemployment that side. And they're complaining. Our kids cannot buy flats in Israel. They cannot buy, cannot buy apartments. So let me just put things right. Israel is the only country in the world that if if the couple work, both of them, husband and wife, over the age of 40, more than 90% have their own apartment. I mean, where in the world do you have that?
Nowhere.
All right. Number two is, you know why there's not enough apartments?
Mm-hmm.
Because people have too much money and they pay. And you know what? You look at somebody like my brother. Okay, maybe there's an exception. He's got over 50 apartments.
50 apartments?
50, 50.
And he's rented it out?
Yeah, he's renting it.
Yes.
So my brother's got 50 apartments. My other brother, like 6.
So you've got a place
my
to stay.
My old man's got like 4 apartments. I mean, do you understand?
Yes.
So people take it as an investment because it's a great investment. Where do they have that money from? If it's not because of the policies that Israel, over and above that, Israel is such a good and safe country, a good investment, that all the people coming from Europe, especially from France, buying apartments in Israel. So that's why they don't have. But do you want to buy an apartment in a place like Johannesburg that the price goes down every day? So meaning you buy an apartment today for 2 million, tomorrow you can't sell it. You have to sell it for 1 million or 1.5 million. Is that what you want? Or do you want to have an apartment that goes up in price? That everybody, you know, it's very easy to demoralize people. That's what the Israeli media does. And for my opinion, it is like this. So, yeah, let's say what.
I mean, Roy, if you look at media around the world, I mean, that seems to be their job.
To demoralize people.
To find the truth in their own perspective. Because they have to sell newspapers. And you know, newspapers are not selling.
But in Israel, they really have an agenda. I'm a crazy, crazy agenda. Let's see, we've got
a response.
Yeah, we've got a few responses here. One says, the right wing lacks trust and goodwill and borders on paranoia. I think so too. That's from M. Then it says, Peter, I can say that the media, you know, I forgot my glasses and I can't read from so far. Peter, I can say that media, let me just
go closer to the screen.
Doesn't help me. Maybe you can read it from here. You don't have a problem with that, eh?
No.
All right. Would you read the last one there on top?
Peter, I can say that the media
learned
how to treat Donald Trump by all the practice they got with their obsession with Israel.
Yeah.
And this is Gimple the Fool. Yes.
Gimple, how are you? Long time.
And he sends in these messages. Hi, Gimple.
So what I'm trying to create is, you must look at the situation. You know what? I don't care who is the prime minister. In this stage, I actually like the guy. I know the family. I mean, what family? You got three brothers. One of them was the famous Jonathan, yeah, from Entebbe operation. That he was the only guy that died in Entebbe operation. That's Bibi Netanyahu's brother. The other brother is a doctor in Israel, and he was, so the three brothers were in the same unit.
Yes.
Where do you find, and it's the elite, the most elite unit in Israel, it's like the
Marines, no?
No, no, Sayeret Matkal.
Matkal
is no Marines. It's a very, very tight unit, very small unit. It's like commandos of land, not, so, yeah, so the three of them were, officers in the Sayeret Matkal. So, that's a nice thing about them. Then they created, a party called Kahol Lavan, blue and white, which has three generals inside. One general is the one who was like 3 or 4 years ago that can't even talk. The guy can't even talk.
What do you mean?
He can't even talk. He can't say one straight word.
He's an army man. He's not a politician.
Yeah.
Gant.
So everybody
gives orders.
Everybody thinks those people are like great people. They gave their life for Israel. No, they didn't. They were generals. So what? I mean, they didn't give their lives for Israel. They did it as a career. Please understand, the fact that you're a general, you cannot be a politician. It doesn't say that you can be a politician, but the fact that you're a general, you can be the best general and you can be a very, very bad politician. It's, you know, when you're a general, it's your job. It's a job.
It's your job to send people to war.
It's a career. Job, yeah. And you know what the worst thing is? Whatever you say, people do. In politics, it doesn't work like this. You have to create stuff. We don't have much time. Thank you for the question. And I think that people must understand and must realize that you have to look. If you are happy with the situation you have today, look at your options. Do you want to be happier on promises? On some people are, you know, just giving you empty promises because you can't really know what. If you got a government that runs things perfectly, no, that's never perfect. It's always place for improvement. But if you want something
closer to home,
yeah,
I'm a very anti e-toll, very against e-toll.
Okay,
and I see that Cyril Ramaphosa, President Ramaphosa, is going to make a statement very soon. Imminent statement about the future of e-tolls.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering
whether
this is just another promise or something really tangible is going to be done.
Well, history talks for itself. Up to now, what we were talking about, yes, I think we talked about yesterday, all the State of Nation address.
Yes.
Addresses. People talk, did anybody did
what they promised?
What they promised.
Not as
so why you even worry about it? Why did the whole nation listen to Sona? Oh, Sona, tonight is Sona. Do me a favor. Oh, let me tell Sona, go have a beer. It's a waste of, for me, it's a waste of time. 100%. Till somebody step up and say, so history always talks for itself. Up to now, nothing happened. Same as you do credit control. You know what? Somebody wants to rent your apartment. You do a credit control on him. This guy is not a good payer. Oh, okay. He's not going to be a good payer. What? From now on, he's going to be a good payer? No. So, am I right? Moshe, you did that business
like
this.
You're absolutely right.
You know, history will teach us what the future is. So I say, if something goes right, like in Israel, if something goes right, why to change?
Why change it?
You don't change a winning formula.
100%.
But they often say that you never learn from history. People don't learn from history.
That's wrong.
History repeats itself.
Repeats itself.
Time and time again. Look 100%. At all these wars. Look at the genocide that's been happening.
I think my success.
Yes.
In life and with business was just because I learned the history properly. And looking, my grandfather was a funny person. He used to say, funny but rich.
Yeah.
And he got all his money by learning. And he used to say there's three kinds of people. The clever one that learns from other people's mistake.
Yes.
The not so clever one that doesn't learn from his own, that learns only from his mistakes. And the stupid one that even doesn't learn from other people's mistakes. So.
And his own mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is how it works. If you learn from other people's mistakes, you look at the world in your eyes and you say, I would have done differently, but you have to do it differently. You know, let me tell you, when I've seen that my friends after the age of 50, 60, after the age of 50, suddenly get divorced, whatever situation, and they don't have money, they have to move back into their parents' home. And it happens a lot. You know that, guys. It happens a lot. I made sure that my kids will have a profession, proper profession, that will not be
drain you in later life.
Yeah, because you want to live your life eventually, you know.
Yes.
You can't only take care of your kids for the rest of your life. So if people don't learn that,
And you must learn, you know, you must always be criticizing yourself.
Yeah.
To get better.
For sure.
So we've learned a lot today on your show, Roy.
Well, I hope
so. A lot of instruction, a lot of debate, a lot of food for thought.
But you know, I'll tell you something. At the end of the day, we are
humans. And that's,
yeah, we are humans, and we are.
We're not infallible.
No, we're not.
We learn every day is a new experience, good, bad, or indifferent, and we've got to take it as it comes.
Definitely, because I mean, what life is here to live. You know, and if we look in at ourselves, and if we've done something wrong up to now, would you fix it, man? Fix it. Now, especially to young people, I'm talking about the young generation. If your parents made mistakes, try to fix them yourself. Don't say, oh, you know what? You know, another thing my grandfather used to say, if you look back to what happened, you will never be able to look forward and be successful in life. You're only going to look forward. You won't be able to get anywhere in life. You know, you can't look back and go and walk forward. So sometimes if something happened back, if something bad happened to you, look forward, try to learn and carry on. So that's my message to you guys today. I'm not going to see you next week. I'm not going to be here next week.
Is Leo taking over?
Yeah.
He's going to be in the hot seat.
How long are you going?
Only 1 week. I'm going to vote. It's myself and my wife. It's 2 votes for Bibi. So yeah.
And then the following week.
Funny enough, you know, the whole problem is the Israeli election. The American election, if you live in Israel and you're an American citizen, you can vote in the American embassy in Israel. You cannot do it with Israelis.
You know why?
Everybody outside is against the government.
Everybody outside is not against the government. Everybody outside is a right-winger. Everyone. I mean, not everyone. 90% of people outside are, you know? All right, guys, this is We Are the Champions, but we're not going to play that. We're going to play our ending. So I want to say that you are the champion, guys. Thank you for listening to us. And, have a great, great weekend, eh?
Yeah, enjoy it.
Cheers, guys.
And vote right.
Vote right.